Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Shabbos. Today we're learning parak Vav Mishnah Dalid and parak Vav Mishnah Hey. As we continue to discuss various articles of clothing that a person may or may not wear on Shabbos, as we discussed, anything that's considered to have the status of jewelry is permitted to be worn on Shabbos, and unless we're concerned that a person on a midrabbanan level might take it off and show it to someone, and anything that's considered to be a masa, some sort of a burden, may not be worn on Shabbos on a midaraisa level, on a Torah level, says the Mishnah. Lo yetze ha'ish, lo besayif, lo bekeshes, lo betris, lo be'olav, lo beromach, that a person, a man, is not allowed to go outside on Shabbos wearing either a sword or a bow or a shield or a club or a spear. Ve'im yatzo chayiv chatas. And if he does go out to a reshus harabim, to a public domain, wearing any of these things on Shabbos, then he would have to bring in carbon chatas. Doing so would be usur on a midaraisa level. He'd be transgressing, violating an avera on a Torah level if he wore any of these things. And the reason why he can't wear them is because they're not, according to the Tanakhama, really according to the Chachamim, they're not viewed as jewelry, which would be allowed to be worn. They're not viewed as clothing, which would also be allowed to be worn. Rather, they are considered burdens. They're masaos, and as a masa, that is usher on a Torah level to wear, even if one does not carry them in his hand, but wears them in his belt or on his shoulder, he is still chayef, he's still obligated, he still did the wrong thing by wearing them on Shabbos. And the truth is, that's because this is a normal way for a person to carry them, and that's where they're not allowed to be worn on Shabbos itself, on a Torah level, according to the Tanakhama and the Chachamim. However, the next, the Tan of our Mishnah is going to disagree. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Tachshitin Hinlano, that if a man goes out with any of these items in a public domain in a Rosh Hashanah, then he did not violate an Avera on a Torah level, because these things are like jewelry for a man. And if it's jewelry for a man, if it's considered to be tachshitin, again, not female jewelry, a man can't wear that. That would be the Israel tilbash. You can't wear women's clothing. We're assuming that it's jewelry for a man. And therefore, jewelry for men can be worn on Shabbos by a man. That being said, Rabbi Lezer would agree, based on what we learned in Mishnah Beis of this perek, that on a midrabbanan level, he wouldn't be allowed to wear any of these war-type items, because then it looks like he's going out to war. It's a question of maris ayin. It makes it look like you're going out to war in a non-state of emergency, which you're not allowed to do. So while the first opinion of the Mishnah said that he'd have to be going to carbon chathis because wearing these things is usur on a midaraisa level because they're not considered to be jewelry, Rabbi Eliezer says no, that they are considered to be jewelry for a man, and therefore they can be worn on a midaraisa level. It's just that on a midarabanan level, they cannot be worn because it makes a person look like he's going out to war. Now the Chachamim are going to respond to this opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, says the Mishnah. The Chachamim Omer, the Chachamim say that einan ella lignai, that these things, that wearing the sword or the bow or the shield or the club or the spear and so on, they're considered to be disgraced. Don't tell me, Rabbi Eliezer, that these things are tachshitin, they're nice, they're jewelry, they're fancy, they're good things for a man to be worn. It's absolutely not true. The pasuk tells us, Shneamar, the pasuk tells us in Yeshaya, v'chitzu charvosim li'itim v'chaninoseihem l'mazmeros, lo yisa goyel goy cherev v'lo yilmedu od milchama. The Torah says that they shall beat their swords into spades and their spears into shears, right? There's going to be one nation. One nation will not lift up a sword against another nation, and they will ultimately have no more. Meaning to say that this apostle is coming to teach us that weapons are not good things. We don't like weapons, and therefore they can't be considered tachshitin. They can't be considered to be jewelry, like Rabbi Eliezer says, and therefore if a man wears them in public in a Rishos HaRabim, then he would be obligated on a Torah level. He would have done it in Avera on a midaraisa level, and that, of course, is the opinion of the Chachamim, who we paskin like. Continuing in the Mishnah with two more items that tend to be worn by women, biris tahora, a garter, which was like this item that a woman would have to hold up their stockings, says the Mishnah, is considered to be tahora. It's pure, meaning it cannot become tame. The halacha is, as we learned in the beginning of the 12th parak of Maseches Kelim, that an article of clothing cannot become tame unless it directly benefits the person who is wearing it. And the benefit provided by this garter is really not a direct benefit to the person, because it's only there to really be an accessory to help the stockings, not to actually help the person, but to keep the stockings from falling down. Therefore, they cannot become tame As the Bar Tanura points out, fiyotz and baba Shabbos, and a person may go outside wearing them on Shabbos because it is considered to be an item of clothing. It's clothing that's not directly benefiting the person. Because it's not directly benefiting the person, therefore it does not have the potential to become tameh. But because it's clothing, you can't wear it on Shabbos. Finishing off the Mishnah, kivalim tameh. And when it comes to chains that are being used to connect these garters to the stockings, so they are tameh. They do have the potential to become tameh, because at the end of the day, what would happen is, first of all, the girls would often connect her garters with this golden chain. The purpose of this chain really was to prevent her from taking large steps that might be a little bit dangerous for her. And since these chains directly benefit those who wear them by protecting a certain part of her, so they can become tameh, as the Mishnah says. However, ve'ein yotzin behen b'Shabbos, they may not, a woman may not go outside wearing them on Shabbos, because they might remove them to show a friend. On a midrabanan level, they can't be worn on Shabbos, and they do have the potential to become tameh, because they are clothing that actually benefits the person in a direct way. Continuing now with Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey, the rest of the Mishnayos in this Perek are going to discuss various things that a person is allowed to wear outside on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Yotza isha bechute se'ar bein mishela bein mishel chaver to bein mishel behem, a woman is allowed to go outside into a rishus harab, into a public area on Shabbos, with strings braided into her hair that are made out of sort of like hairs that have been detached, whether they come from her hair, her own hair, her friend's hair, an animal's hair. A girl is allowed to go and wear these as braids in her hair on Shabbos, even strings that are made from another woman's hair, which she might find to be disgusting, and ultimately she might want to remove them. But those two are permitted, and even strings made from an animal's hair, which are noticeable, and so people might tease her for wearing them, as the Bartonura points out. But nonetheless, they are permitted. At the end of the day, she braided them into her hair, and there's no concern that a person is going to remove them once they're braided into her hair. Continuing in the Mishnah, uvatotefes uvisan butin bizman shehein tefurin, she's allowed to go outside into a rishus harabim with either a headband or something connected to her head, or these head bangles if they are sewn to her hat, to remove these items to show to a friend. She would literally have to take off her hat, which a woman wouldn't do. A woman in public in a rishus harabim wouldn't uncover her hair in that way, and therefore we're not concerned that a person is going to take them off and show them to people, because we assume that a woman wouldn't uncover her hair in public. Continuing in the Mishnah, Bakavul uvefeya nachris lachatzer, she may go into a courtyard with either this pad on her forehead or a wig. Obviously, a woman's allowed to wear a shetel. The chacham allowed a woman to wear this forehead pad or a wig in a courtyard so that she would look attractive to her husband. However, since she might take these things off and carry them, the rabbi did not allow her to wear them in a rishus harab, in a public domain, where carrying is an iser mid'araisa, is a prohibition on a Torah level. Continuing in the Mishnah, she's also allowed to wear b'moch sheba ozna. She's allowed to wear these like cloth in her ear. If there was some liquid coming out of her ear, and if she wanted cloth in her ear, she can have that there. Uvamoch sheba sandala, or she could have lining in her sandal in order to protect her foot. A lot of times you want a little lining on your shoes. Uvamoch shehiskina lenidasa, or a padding that she had prepared to if she starts bleeding on her leg and so on. They would often put padding there In between her legs to prevent that bleeding, to absorb the bleeding. By pilpel, she may also go out with this kind of peppercorn breath mint, if you will, to overcome bad breath. Uvagargir melach, or she might have this thing of salt in her mouth to heal her tooth disease. Uvachol davar shetitin lasoch pia uvelvad shelo titin lechatchila b'Shabbos, or anything, says the Mishnah, that she puts into her mouth for these reasons, meaning she wants to put them in her mouth for a reason that's for her personal well-being, for her personal self-care. They are not considered to be a carried item, but they're considered to be clothes or jewelry, which may be worn on Shabbos. However, said the Mishnah, as long as she did not put them in her mouth on Shabbos itself, because then it's going to be, people are going to think, they don't know that she has a lung disease, or tooth disease, or toothache. They don't know that she has bad breath. They're going to see things in her mouth. It's going to look like she's carrying on Shabbos, which you're not allowed to do, so you have to put them in before Shabbos, and then no one's going to be concerned, no one's going to think that she's doing the wrong thing. Continuing in the Mishnah, the Imnafa lo tachzir. If it was already in her mouth before Shabbos, but then it fell out on Shabbos, she may not put them back in her mouth. Because also, that's the whole point. Then if people are going to see her putting it in her mouth, they're going to think that she's carrying on Shabbos. One final issue in the Mishnah, which is subject to a bit of a machloka, says the Mishnah, Shein Tosefes V'Shein Shel Zahav Rabbi Matir. Rabbi would allow her to go out with a false tooth or with the gold plating on a discolored tooth. The Chachamim Oster, the Chachamim forbade these items according to the Chachamim. They held that since the false tooth and the gold plating are noticeable, they might be a source of embarrassment for her, and therefore she then caused her to remove them and carry them in a Rishus HaRab, in a public domain. Then we paskin that way, as the Bartanura points out, we paskin like the Chachamim, namely a woman's not allowed to wear, or a person's not allowed, or really a woman in this case, is not allowed to go out with a false tooth or a gold plating for her discolored tooth, because it's we're concerned that you may take it out and walk Dal Ramos in a Rishus HaRabim. Quick review. Perek Vav Mishnah Dal discusses the whole slew of items. Number one, that a man may not wear various weapon-related items, war-related items, and we say that it's usher on a mita arisa level because it's not considered to be jewelry for him. Rabbi Lazar said that it is considered to be jewelry. He disagrees with the Chachamim, and the Chachamim quote a pasuk from Yeshaya, and they say no, that really this the war stuff is considered to be terrible, and it's a disgrace for a man to have jewelry, and therefore to have these war items. And therefore, it's not going to be tachshit, and it's not considered to be jewelry for a man. It's considered to be terrible for a man. And therefore, we assume that it's usher for him to wear on Shabbos. And the Mishnah concluded with a discussion regarding the garter that a woman may hold up. And we said that a garter that holds up her stockings is considered to be tahorah, cannot become tameh, because it's not considered to directly affect and help her in a real way. And she's also allowed to wear it on Shabbos because it is considered to be an item of clothing. And then we discussed the chains that would be used to connect the garters to sort of keep her step not so large, not so significant. And there we said as well, in the case of the chain there, it does have the potential to become tummy because it does affect her in a major way. And they may not go out there wearing them on Shabbos because they might remove them to show a friend. And then Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey, this is a whole slew of items that a woman may wear, that a person may wear, is allowed to wear outside on Shabbos, a whole slew of things. And again, the main idea that connects everything, that at the end of the day, if these are things that we're not concerned, a person is going to take off to show a friend, if the things that a person is going to loosen for the mikvah, then she's allowed to wear them. If they're items that are just there for decoration, for some sort of a jewelry to make her look nice, and we're not concerned that she's going to take it off, then she's allowed to wear them on Shabbos. There was a machlokas at the end of the Mishnah regarding either a false tooth or a tooth with gold plating, and we said that according to Rebbe, she is allowed to wear it. According to the Chacham, she's not allowed to wear it. And we paskin like the Chachamim in this regard. Have a great day.